Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nanga Def. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
The geography audio that will help you get into the mood and get down here in Costa Rica this evening, Buenas noches, and learn a little bit about the area so that maybe you want to visit here. And then we have other audios to share with you. I found a black couple that went to a side of Costa Rica called Limon, where Marcus Garvey used to live. In fact, the whole community over there is African-American, well, not African-American, but melanin, I would say, people on that Caribbean side in a place called Limon. So you're going to see and hear from them as well. I am really excited to bring you this experience. I'm actually here with a friend of mine, very close friend of mine, who has an Airbnb here, and they're building a retreat. So someday you might want to visit this place called Nassara Springs, very, very beautiful place. My friend's son, Orion, has just worked as a project, he's been a property manager of sorts as well as a property assessor. He's done everything. He took two shipping containers and created this beautiful space, which will be on my Facebook page this week. I'll be showing you the outside of the shipping container and then going in to see this glorious inside that this young man created. He's only, I believe, 40 years old, but he did an amazing work. He's almost tired out. He's done so much work. So I'll be sharing that with you on Facebook Live this week. But for now, tonight, we want to give you the pros and cons and some culture here and a lot more about this beautiful place. So whenever my executive producer is ready, she's going to put on a geography video for those of you who haven't caught up to speed in the international world of where is Costa Rica. That's what we want to show you tonight. Where is Costa Rica? So, Naima, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and play the geography. It's a YouTube audio. And you can find out a whole lot more about Costa Rica by going to YouTube. Really, there are hundreds. I had invited several people to join me tonight as my guests, and they were busy. They're too busy in Costa Rica. I think one person is partying. I don't know. Somebody was on their period, of all things. I don't understand that one at all. Email. It's going to be the first link in my reply to you, I believe. Thank you. That'll be the first video that Naima's going to share with us. But in the meantime, it's not always easy for me to find guests because I don't know why many times people live on the opposite coast from me, like L.A. And especially on Friday morning I do health and well-being with Beata. And I usually find people who live on the West Coast who have the experience and knowledge that I want to share with you. And so that's why I rarely have guests, is because I find these people who are not in this area and they don't want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Only my friend Mama AZ gets up at 5 and 6 in the morning to join me on health and well-being. But Sunday night, I don't understand why people make excuses, anything from being on their period to just being lazy, I guess. So welcome, everybody. And I pray that tonight you will have an inspirational moment to come to this beautiful place and enjoy nature, enjoy the food, enjoy the culture. There's so much going on. In this neighborhood that I'm in, Nassarah Springs, there are 300 homes being built. And I'm not talking little shacks. And, in fact, I'm not talking tiny homes. I'm going to show you this week the tent that's being put up here, a very sturdy tent that's being put up here to complete the retreat area. For taking me. Yeah, thank you, Mama. I got a note from, who is this? Mama D. Mama D says, love you and Yahweh world. Thank you for taking me. Thank you for joining us. And so we are excited to share Nassarah Springs with you. All this week I'll be sharing Nassarah Springs with you. And you have an opportunity, again, to do more research on your own. Because, as I say, there are hundreds of videos on YouTube about Costa Rica. I found four. I found four really good testimonies, sharing experience that I think you will enjoy. And then you can make up your own mind where you want to travel. And as I said, I have traveled to Australia. I've traveled to Israel. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Bahamas. I've been to Jamaica. Been to Paris. I went to Paris when I was in seventh grade. My French class, I was taking French in the seventh grade, and my French class teacher raised enough money. Well, we all had bake sales, and we raised money to cover some of the expenses of taking something like 20 students to Paris, France. And we stayed in what's called hostels in Paris, France. And we rode on a tour bus for, like, I believe it was something like 2 weeks. It was a long period of time. And even though I was only about, 10 years old, I got to drink a little wine, have some bread in France with all these other seventh and eighth graders taking a tour to learn more about France and the French class that we were traveling with were all young men and women of all races. I had a really great experience of being with a diverse group of students from all races and backgrounds. And we traveled for 2 weeks together on a bus to explore Paris and the other outlying cities in France. So that's where my first international travel took place, was in seventh grade, going to Paris, France. And so I believe I was just destined to travel all over the world. I married a man. Mainly I married him because I wanted to travel. When I found out he worked for Delta Airlines, I thought, oh, this is the person for me. And I fell in love with him. And the next thing you know, we're off traveling all over the world. So it's been an amazing journey for me. Next month I'll be 68. So I'm just really excited to be getting younger and younger and younger. And while I'm here in Nasara, Costa Rica, I'm going to get darker and darker and darker. I'll be Naima's color pretty soon. So don't be surprised. Naima and I will start looking like sisters. Same color. I'm spending a lot of time in the sun here. So healing, restoring, renewing, and just exploring this area. I went for a walk today. Almost got lost, which was kind of my fear. These dirt roads are just go forever, it seems. But they're landmarks because a lot of people are building houses here. And so you can bet that I can get lost easily. But exploring just this area alone, I did a lot of walking, and I found out that the houses that are being built around here are not cheap. We're talking probably millionaires in this area coming, buying land, and building very fancy houses. In fact, the architect shows me that these aren't cheap and that these people investing in this land and these houses are not wasting any money, or they're not just penny-pinching. The area is full of beautiful designer, the very sophisticated architectural houses. So I'm excited to just be here, you know, be here and experience that. And then later today, one of the cons, or it could be a pro, you don't have to spend a lot of money on clothes here because there are a lot of dirt roads here. If you travel around this area especially, there are very few paved roads in this neighborhood. So if you're on a four-wheel dirt bike, they call them, then you're going to get a lot of dirt on you. And because of the roads are not paved. I was riding across one road, and the driver, my friend's son, was saying, well, this road is paved with molasses. The people who live in this neighborhood spent money to pave the road with molasses so it would keep the dirt and dust down. And that's what you'll find in many areas, is that the roads are paved with molasses, or there's just a lot of dust and dirt. So one of the pros of living here, your clothing budget is minimal, if any at all, because you don't want to spend a lot of money on expensive clothing when you've got the heat and the dust from the dirt roads. So just think about, if you're going to travel here, don't be wearing your formal clothing. Everybody's wearing flip-flops, just like kind of like Florida, flip-flops, holy jeans. Holy jeans are very popular. So bring your holy jeans and your shorts and your T-shirts. That's about it. You don't have to spend a lot of money buying expensive clothes when you come here. So that was one of the pros. Now, one of the cons is if you don't speak Spanish, guess what? Somebody is going to be ready to take advantage of you. I had the first incident of this reality was being in the airport in San Jose, Costa Rica, ready to fly out to the Caribbean side of the island or the peninsula, is I bought three items, black tea, I had them add almond milk, and I bought a slice of banana bread, three items. When I got back to my seat, I looked at the receipt, and there were about six charges on the receipt, and I thought, well, what is all this? I only bought three items. So I returned to the cashier after I realized my receipt was a little surprising. And I was trying to communicate to them in English, unfortunately, And these people didn't speak very good Spanish. I was trying to communicate. I was pointing to the receipt and telling them I was holding up three. I only bought three items, but I see all these charges. What are all these charges? Okay, so here's one, two charges. They put two tea bags in my cup, two black tea bags in my cup, $1.50 each. So they doubled the $1.50 cost of a cup of black tea when I only wanted, I didn't ask for two tea bags. I just asked for black tea, but they charged me twice for two tea bags. Who does this? Okay, next item, almond milk. That seemed to be okay. And banana bread. Then there was another charge for one more tea bag and something else. So here's the picture. They're going back and forth in Spanish, talking about my discrepancy, my complaint. And next thing you know, well, we owe you $1.50. Oh, okay, just $1.50? It looks like more than that to me. Yeah, we owe you $1.50. That's all I could hear. So Spanish, speaking Spanish, into back and forth between three people, and then finally coming up with, we owe you $1.50. And what could I say? Uno, been to Asia, I couldn't even think of 50 in Spanish. What about two? You know, I couldn't even commute. So I would highly advise that you have an app on your phone that translates, or you take some Spanish lessons for common conversation words, like how much, why, what's the problem, que pasa, what's happening, something. We should all, before we travel to a foreign country, have some common phrases in our brain, in our mind, about to ask questions about what we're dealing with. Otherwise, guess what? They're going to want to take advantage of you Americanos, us Americanos, and take advantage of you. And I don't say everyone is going to be like that. I'm sure that there are a lot of honest merchants, honest workers, but my experience taught me that the next time I come here or to any foreign country, I'm going to have more Spanish vocabulary in my mind, in my language. So that would be my advice to you as well. And then one of the things you're going to learn today is the currency here. You can use both American dollars and RICOs. I think you can use Costa Rican money and American dollars. In fact, if you use American dollars to pay for something, you're going to get Costa Rican dollars in change because they want you to keep their money. Now, it's interesting that a cup of black tea might be $2,000 Costa Rican money, cash money. And then it's only $1.50 in U.S. dollars. Big difference. At first I was just so confused. I'm paying $2,000 for a cup of black, 2,000 RICOs, whatever the currency phrase is. And yet it's only $1.50 in U.S. So we probably are really making up for the currency exchange difference. Now, there's coming a time soon, there's a quantum financial adjustment being made that we're going to have dollar for dollar all over the world. That meaning whatever a dollar is in Costa Rica, it's going to be a dollar in U.S. Now, look that up. Don't take my word for it, but I've seen that many times, and it's been talked about for, I think, a year at least, how the quantum financial reset will be about, the quantum financial reset will be about dollar for dollar, pesos for pesos, pesos for dollar. It won't be this $2,000 in Costa Rica money and then $2.50 for U.S. It's going to change, from my understanding, dollar for dollar, dollar. All the currency is going to become one, I believe. So as soon as Naima is ready, I don't know where Naima disappeared, we're going to play a little information about geography. Are you ready, my dear? Oh, okay. Is it? Did you see the reply to your first? Okay, let me see. Okay, we're gonna. Okay, thank you, Hari Simran. I appreciate it. Hari Simran and her son are the ones. How about, can I text it to you, Naima? Okay, I think that's what I did before. Let me see. It's on your WhatsApp. Can you get it off? Let's see. Your number. If I text it to your email, though, is that going to help? Oh, you know what, Naima? Why don't you just play that one? Because it's in your. It's on your studio. I uploaded it to it's in the studio under. Yeah. If you want to play that, and then I'll send you the other one, either text or email. I don't have a. You know what? I don't have a. Yes, and it says geography. We can just listen to this one. Yeah, play that. That's the one that will describe to everyone where Costa Rica is and all the details. And then, you're going to just play that, right, on the studio. And I'll open up your mic. Is your mic open? Yeah, your mic is open. Okay, and can you text me the number where you want me to send the other videos for you to play? All right, thanks, folks, for hanging in there. We do really have an exciting show for you with lots of information, inspiration, and motivation for you to come to Costa Rica, especially to think about visiting Nosara Springs Wellness Center. That's where I am. Enjoying, and I'll be sending you lots of videos on Facebook Live, my personal page, as well as Soul Purpose Healing this week, that will show you how this family here, Hari Simran calls this family, created a house out of shipping containers. It's being done everywhere, and I'm going to actually show that to you this week on Facebook Live. And in the meantime, as we go to the commercials, I'm going to, Naima's going to come back, and she might be able to show you the video, but I'm going to be texting her the four YouTube videos that I want you to hear or see. You can do it either way. We're versatile here. Okay.
And
hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race,
muted.
Politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex. Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Lateef. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Lateef, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Lateef and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Wellbeing with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with John. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Unmuted.
Geography. We got an echo, so Okay, we are back in Nassara Springs. And my executive producer and I are working miracles tonight to get you the inspiration and information that you need if you're planning to go to Costa Rica or any foreign country. I think this information will be helpful for you no matter where you go. First of all, learn a little bit about the country. This is in Central America. And this audio that we're going to play for you, hopefully we can get the video because it's just a nice visual of what Costa Rica looks like on the map, on the flag, and a few things that you might be excited to see. But if not, we're going to play the audio for you, which is about 10 minutes long, but it's full of what you need if you're going to travel. Don't be ignorant, please. Don't be ignorant. And especially if you have young children in your life, I have two grandchildren. When they travel, they're going to learn all about where they're going, where it is, what it looks like, and learn a little bit about the country before they go. So that's what this first audio is about, the geography of Costa Rica. Because, again, I was a little surprised when people were asking me, where's Costa Rica? Come on now. And that just shows how much we need to grow in our knowledge of the world. Don't stay in the Estados Unidos all your life and not travel. Traveling is what we were designed to do. In fact, Soul Purpose Healing, I believe part of that journey is for you to explore the earth. We are here to explore the earth and develop mature relationships, not only with ourselves and our ability to travel and speak to other people in other lands and get to know them and break bread with them, but also to understand the culture, understand your culture, their culture, blend it all together, and then bring about unity, harmony in this world. Because guess what? The media is trying to divide us all. But guess this is one big, beautiful planet. And that's what you learn most when you travel, is the beauty of this land on planet Earth. And especially when you compare it to the United States, there's nothing like the United States. I don't think any place that I've been compares to the beauty of the United States of America, the divided states of America, whatever you want to call it. But it really is, I think, in these days, important to visit other lands, other countries, get to know other people, and learn the language if you can. Because that will help you avoid little tricks that they might play to charge you more money because you don't understand how to say libros or book or books in this case, or how to say dollars. So, Naima Latif, are you there? Are you ready? No, that's the other one. But we could start with her because she is someone who is moving or has moved to Costa Rica. In fact, she was here for a whole year, and she shares a lot of what's in the other video. So, yeah, we could start with her. You want to bring that in? Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we could start with her. Audio. Let me see. Do I need to open up your mic? Your mic is open. We need to open up. Where's that little audio thing? Here.
Right, like hear about what I'm experiencing here. But first, if you're new here, welcome. My name is Stephanie Perry. I'm a house sitter. I'm the creator of House Sitter School. I'm the co-creator of Exodus Summit, and I help Black women house sit, take a sabbatical or a career break, move abroad, bop around as a digital nomad in order to embrace ease in their lives. If that sounds good to you, please take a second and hit the subscribe button. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel and ring that notification bell. Turn on notifications so that you will be notified when I go live or when I post a new video. Welcome. All right, so again, I've been in Costa Rica for 2 months, okay? I'm not saying that I'm the world's foremost expert on Costa Rica. What I am saying is here are my experiences. I'm going to tell you about 8 things that are kind of culture shocking. 8 culture shocks coming from the United States to Costa Rica. Some of them were expected, some of them unexpected, pleasant surprises. I don't think I have anything negative on here except for the first one, okay? So these are in no particular order, but I do have the worst one as the first one. But you do want to stick around to the end because if you're wondering, like, how can a regular person who doesn't have a trust fund and who, you know, like, needs to make money to live, how can that person afford to go to Costa Rica, get residency, and live there? I want to point you to a resource to help you with that, all right? But let's get started with the list. The number one culture shock that I've experienced here in Costa Rica is that bread gets moldy in 4 days, all right? The food is real food. So I said it was a negative, but it's not a negative, actually. Now that I think about it, it's a positive. The food is real food. It's not loaded with preservatives. 2 different times in this 2-month trip, I have had to throw my bread away after 4 days because I forgot to put it in the refrigerator. I bought a small loaf of bread, and I bought a pack of bagels, a four-pack of bagels. Both times I left them on the counter. Both times in 4 days they're moldy, and I'm talking about moldy, because this is not medical advice, but I will eat something that's slightly moldy. I'll eat, you know, rip the moldy part off and eat the rest of it. But I'm talking about cannot use this anymore. Throw it in the trash. So they seem to rely less on preservatives. Also, like, I used to live in Wilmington, Delaware, where there was no grocery store or real food within walking distance. You know, I could walk to CVS and Rite Aid in a bush if I needed something to eat, you know, or I could walk to McDonald's or Checkers. We had a McDonald's and a Checkers within walking distance. Other than that, you needed a car to get food. I've been in, this is my third neighborhood in San Jose, Costa Rica, not counting the time I spent at the beach. This is the third neighborhood that I'm scouting out in San Jose, and in each one of these neighborhoods, I've been within walking distance of multiple grocery stores. There is the Massimino's, which seems like a regular grocery store. There is the Alto Mercado, which is the Bush grocery store. There is Vindi and Fresh Market, which are like bigger than convenience stores, but not huge grocery stores, you know, and then there are pulperias. There are just stores on the corner that local people own that sell food and stuff. So I've not experienced any kind of food desert here either, like I did when I was in Wilmington, Delaware. So access to good, healthy food is the first culture shock that I'm experiencing in Costa Rica, and I regret that I said that I started with the worst one, because that's probably the best reason to be here. The second culture shock that I'm experiencing is that Costa Ricans actually do say Pura Vida to people. I am not a Costa Rican person, and it's obvious to them, especially after they say a sentence or two to me, and I can hardly respond, or I respond like a 2 or 3-year-old, because that's the level of Spanish that I have. But they still consider me a person who they want to give the local greeting to. So Pura Vida is just like a local. It's like the motto of Costa Rica, and it really is a thing that people say to one another. I thought it was something that you would just see on bumper stickers and refrigerator magnets for the tourists, but it seems to be a way of life. Pura Vida is like pure life, and it's real here in Costa Rica. To me, when Costa Ricans greet me or say goodbye to me by saying Pura Vida, I interpret that as them saying we are a community, right? We are one here. You're not a stranger here. You are one of us. You are here. You're welcome. That's my interpretation. Am I reading too much? Am I reaching? Maybe, but I do feel welcome here. I do feel safe and secure here as a Black woman, and I don't feel like I am standing out as a total stranger, and I don't feel like people are saying, you know, why are you here? Get out. So the Pura Vida greeting has been a very pleasant surprise for me here in Costa Rica. If you know, I've spent a lot of time in Mexico, and in Mexico, a thing that I love there, and I made a whole video about culture shock in Mexico, which you can watch here. I made a whole video about that. One of the things I love about Mexico, particularly in like the smaller towns that I've housed that in, is that when you're in a restaurant, if someone leaves their table and walks past your table, they greet you with provecho, right? They're wishing you a good meal. And so I love a place where people greet you and where people incorporate you in that and don't consider you an other and, you know, somebody who's not worthy of their greeting. I appreciate it. I really like it. All right, so my third culture shock being here in Costa Rica is that there is a military abolition day, which just passed. It was December 1st. December 1st is a national holiday in Costa Rica where they celebrate the abolition of the military. Costa Rica has no military. It really is a peaceful place. Sometimes when we think about moving and leaving the United States to get more safety and security, you know, to personally as Black people feel safer, it's pretty easy to just say, you know, you're going to feel safer pretty much everywhere. Other countries don't have access to guns that we have. Other countries don't have the same white people that we have in the United States who think it's their mission, their purpose to weaponize the police against us. But it is true that some places do feel more peaceful. Some places do feel safer. I love Mexico. I love Mexico. It doesn't fit my particular needs, but I love it, and I think Black people should look at Mexico as a new home for themselves. Okay? Now, having said that, in Mexico, police officers are heavily armed, right? You see a police officer on the street, he or she is carrying a machine gun, okay? I have not yet seen a police officer in Costa Rica out and about. I've seen cars drive by, but I've not seen them just posted up in the tourist area like you'll see in Mexico. Mexico is a safer place than the city that you live in. I feel perfectly fine saying that. You'll be safer in Mexico than the city that you live in. In Costa Rica, you're going to probably feel maybe even a little safer, right, just because you don't have to see police officers, armed police officers out in the world. But this video is about Costa Rica and not Mexico. So I'll say the fact that this country has a military abolition day that they celebrate, a holiday that they celebrate that says we have decided to choose peace, makes me feel really good about being here. All right, the fourth culture shock that I have experienced here in Costa Rica is that they use dual currencies. Costa Rica uses the colón, right, which is the Costa Rican currency, and they use the U.S. dollar. And a lot of places will list the prices in both colones and dollars. And a lot of receipts will list colones and dollars on the receipt. And you can choose. You can decide which one you want to pay in. Now, I usually just pay in the local currency, even if I'm paying with my credit or debit card, because I assume I'm going to get a more favorable rate, currency exchange rate, but I don't know if that's for sure. In most of the world, when they say, do you want us to do this conversion course, you're going to pay more than if you say, no, don't do the conversion. I want to pay in local currency, okay? And I assume that's the same here, but maybe not because everyone uses the dollar. So the conversion may not be super expensive, but I don't know for sure. I just say, you know, colones are fine. And then I think every ATM that I've been to has offered me the option of taking out colones or dollars. Sometimes the colones are used up, right? Sometimes the ATM is empty, especially when I was in the beach. At Santa Teresa, the ATMs did not have any more colones, but I could pull out dollars. And I spent those dollars just like anything else, right? No problem. So dual currencies means that I haven't had to learn the conversion rate or memorize it. Like, I memorized it. I know that 1,000 colones is $1.65 approximately, but I don't really know what that means. I don't do the conversion every transaction. You know, in some countries, you know that a dollar is about 1/20 of their currency or whatever. You kind of do the transaction, you know, every time you do a little calculation. I don't really do the calculation here. I may regret that later, but I just give them my card and pay. But that's why it's so helpful that in a lot of places they do just list the prices in colones and dollars. So fourth culture shock is the dual currency. Fifth culture shock is related to that. Everyone here is bilingual. I don't know the percentage of people, but a lot. A lot of the Costa Rican people speak Spanish and English, and so when I'm stumbling with my English and saying things like a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or worse, right, and not much sense, they will just switch over to English. You see this a lot when you travel, when you're in a tourist area. But I've been staying in residential areas because I'm scouting out neighborhoods to actually rent in. So I haven't spent very much time in the touristy part of San Jose, which isn't very much of San Jose anyway. Most tourist parts of Costa Rica are the beaches and the volcano areas. But anyway, everyone that I've come in contact with who I've needed to communicate with, you know, and everyone who I struggled to communicate with has just switched to English, right? Waiters and waitresses, cashiers, Uber drivers and taxi drivers, everyone has just switched to English. It's been really helpful. I'm not saying move here and don't bother to learn Spanish. I would never do that. I'm learning, okay? I would never do that. To me, one of the key indicators that you come to a place not to exploit, not to move like a colonizer, but to contribute to the place is learning the language, right? I'm not saying come to Costa Rica and don't bother to learn Spanish, but what I am saying is that you can navigate life while you're learning because it's a very bilingual place. People here speak English. Okay, culture shock number six. I'm just throwing in here to help you understand why you need to leave the United States. It's not a culture shock in terms of it being a rarity in Costa Rica. Okay, it's a culture shock in terms of it being a rarity in the United States. And that is, healthcare here is a right. People have access to healthcare. Costa Rica has universal healthcare. People have access to healthcare that is not tied to their work status. And once I apply for residency in Costa Rica, I'll also have access to healthcare here in Costa Rica. And if the public healthcare is not sufficient for me, I can just get private health insurance. And I did look this up, and I can get private health insurance.
Oh, Diada? People can't hear her on.
This is the reason that so many people are planning their exit from the United States. in the United States.
Okay,
easily accessed.
I'm not on Facebook.
It will be Costa Rica.
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
Let me see if I can fix this. When I say coming up, I mean I made the appointment for February because they're closed for December, right? They're like, listen, we're taking 3 weeks off in December, and I couldn't
get the audio next time. I think it's just a video.
Like documenting my dentist experience down here in San Jose, Costa Rica.
Well,
like,
Right.
So we can pause her if you want to go to the audio of videography.
All right.
See if that works. See if they can hear the on Facebook. I don't know. We're experimenting, everybody. This is it's amazing that the technology we have, that we can be broadcasting even from Central America. To me, I didn't think the cell phones were that, or towers were that powerful. But what we can do is try and play audio only, because evidently people are not hearing her on Facebook. On Facebook, but is everybody hearing? Is anybody hearing her in the studio? Is my question. Which is the same problem I've had on my Facebook page. My phone, I'm not using my phone at all tonight. I'm just in the Soul Purpose Healing Studio. And I can play, I have those audios in my studio, audio clips as well as yours, Naima, in Female Solution. Geography, where is it?
Costa Rica, Costa Rica. Go ahead and take a peek. Lush and green and quite unique. Costa Rica, Costa Rica. That's my poem. I hope you liked it.
It's time to learn geography
now! Hey, everybody. I'm your host, Barbie. Finally, we are out of Africa and back on the other side of the globe. Get ready for a place where a guy can do this to a crocodile. Let's jump into the flag. Here's where things get a little tricky, because Costa Rica is one of those countries that interchangeably uses both the official and simplified variant of their flags. The simplified version does not have a coat of arms and is just a banner with five bands. Two blue bands, one on top, one on the bottom, two whites under the blues, and a double width band of red in the center. Side note, do not get the simplified version of the flag confused with the flag of Thailand. If we were to include the coat of arms is a golden frame containing an illustrated veneer with two banners above it saying America Central and the República de Costa Rica. You don't need to speak Spanish to know what those mean. The image contains seven stars in the sky representing the seven provinces. Below are three volcanoes with cute puffs of smoke coming out of them representing the three mountain chains of the country. Engulfing the volcanoes are oceans on either side indicating the bicoastal position of the country, with merchant ships that even have miniature Costa Rican flags, making Costa Rica once again one of the only few countries with a flag of their flag in their flag. I know, in the Afghanistan video I said there were only two countries that had that. Look, it was my first episode. I was a little nervous. I didn't get everything right. I was super awkward.
Hey, Paul, let's show them a clip.
No.
Which, by the way, makes Afghanistan one of the only two countries in the world that has a flag with miniature versions of its own flag on its own flag.
Oh, it was so bad. All right, let's move on. Costa Rica, translated to the rich coast, and quite frankly, unlike some places, this country actually does live up to that name. Côte d'Ivoire, ces plages semblent belles, mais ils ne sont pas faits de voir. Chosun, Minju Juet, Iningong, Hanguk, Minju Juet, Bukhan, Tinta, Ish, Kuroso, Niga, Wanamian. Anyway, Costa Rica is located in the southern portion of the Central American Isthmus that connects North America to South America, bordered by Nicaragua in the northwest and Panama in the southeast. Like most Central American countries, except Belize and El Salvador, the country has two convenient coasts on the Caribbean Sea and the Pacific Ocean. From a distance, you would think Costa Rica borders Lake Nicaragua, but Nicaragua was like, nope, I am literally claiming the entire border around the lake and calling it mine, even if I have to draw a narrow 2-mile-wide corridor around the south rim. Speaking of which, Costa Rica and Nicaragua had a short dispute over this incredibly small island off the San Juan River, and it ended up going to the International Court. The country is divided into seven provinces, with the capital San Jose located inland in the San Jose province and acts as both a provincial and national capital of the country. country. Speaking of which, writing a letter or postcard to Costa Rica can be quite the funny ordeal. Many houses don't even have numbers, so you have to locate them by landmark or numerical position, such as third house on the left or behind the gas station by the mango tree. That can literally count as an address. The country has two hook-shaped peninsulas on the Pacific, creating the Gulf of Nicoya and the Pavon Bay, ending with the tail of Costa Rica on the shared peninsula with Panama in the Punta Arenas province. Speaking of which, some people will say that the shape of Costa Rica resembles a crab, but I personally think it looks more like a deformed bull with severe scoliosis leaping into freedom. The country has over 30 main islands and hundreds upon hundreds of small islets and rocks, mostly off the coast. However, the most notable island would have to be the Cocos Island, the furthest off claim that Costa Rica inhabits, located about 555 kilometers southwest off the coast in the Pacific. If you want to check out this place, you will literally only be allotted a few hours during the daytime, and then you got to get out. The biggest reason for this tight restrictive policy is partially for the protection of the high concentration of endemic flora and fauna, but also it's rumored that this place may also be the site of various pirate treasure. Historically, Costa Rica kind of had to gain independence like three times, once from Spain, once from the Mexican Empire, which is a whole other crazy story, and finally, one last time from the Federal Republic of Central America, in which all these countries used to be one country for like 20 years. Well, kind of. There was this one short-lived country that never quite made it and got absorbed into Guatemala and Mexico. Rest in peace, Los Altos. Also, there's those cool-looking tetraspheres created by the Discus people from long ago that archaeologists don't quite know the significance of. Okay, let's move on. Okay, so we've discussed the Costa part of the country. Now let's talk a little bit more about the Rica. Costa Rica will blow your mind, not only in the flora and fauna composition, but also the nationally administered policies that facilitate the environmental makeup of the country. Last year, they even upgraded the banknotes to depict some of the biodiversity you can find there, and it looks freaking seizure-rific, crazy, insane balls, beautifreak-tastical. In short, Costa Rica is rich in biodiversity, so much to the point where even though the country makes up less than half of 1% of the Earth's landmass, it hosts over 5% of the entire world's biodiversity. They take their jungles seriously. About a quarter of the entire country is made up of protected national parks, the highest percentage of any country in the world, and in recent years, they've had successfully managed to lower the deforestation to almost zero. On top of that, Costa Rica has set a goal to become the first carbon-neutral country in the world by 2021.
But in the Bhutan video, didn't you say...
Yes, I know what you're thinking, and yes, I know in the Bhutan video I said that Bhutan was a carbon sink nation, but there's a difference between a carbon sink and a carbon-neutral country. In a nutshell, one absorbs but can still produce carbon, and the other one produces none. Got it? Good. On top of that, Costa Rica effectively bans recreational hunting, although once every so often you get a few underground perpetrators. And on top of that, the country has already achieved around 95 to 99% renewable energy, 80% of which is produced by hydropower. Crazy, right? Costa Rica's landscape is speckled with over 120 volcanic formations, seven of which are still active, including the Poás volcano, which has one of the widest craters in the world. Because of all the environmentally conscious actions Costa Rica has taken, the tourism industry has exploded in the past few decades, and with a nearly $2 billion yearly input, Costa Rica is the most visited country in Central America. It's actually kind of funny how the population shifted industries so rapidly. The people here are quite innovative. And it all had to kind of do with what they did after their third independence. Let's discuss that in... Okay, so to kind of get things straight, technically you can refer to someone in Costa Rica as a Costa Rican. However, it's also acceptable to call them either a Tico for men or a Tica for women. First off, the country has about 4.8 million people and is one of the most politically stable countries in Latin America. When it comes to ethnic makeup, things get a little interesting because they have three categories for Caucasian. The whites, the mestizo, and the castizo, which are like a mixture between whites and mestizos. Still following me? Anyway, altogether, the three Caucasian groups make up about 84% of the population. Mulattoes, or half-blacks, make up about 7%, about 3% are Amerindian, 1% black, and the remainder are a mixture of races like Asians, Middle Easterners, and so on. Although the line is a little debatable, with a history of extensive European immigration from places like Germany, England, and the Netherlands, France, and Ireland, in general, Costa Rica is one of the whiter Latin American countries.
Why do you have to label people by race?
Because it's a thing people have and is not necessarily bad to identify with. The Amerindian population are mostly derived from the eight ethnic groups that inhabit secluded reservations mostly along the central and southeastern regions of the country along the border of Panama. A large portion of the black population lives along the Caribbean coast and are English or Patois-speaking descendants of Jamaican and Caribbean immigrants that came in the 19th century. That's the other thing. Yes, Spanish is the official language, but because of the booming tourism sector, especially with the United States, Costa Ricans have one of the highest English proficiencies in Latin America. About one out of every nine adults speaks English fluently enough to hold a general conversation, whereas others can somewhat get the point across. Nonetheless, Costa Rica definitely sets itself apart when it comes to Spanish vernacular. They have their own distinct twang that any Latino would be able to distinguish. Two words you will most likely find only in Costa Rica are pura vida and mai. Pura vida literally translates to pure life, but is commonly used as a greeting somewhat along the lines of what's up, whereas mai is kind of like buddy or dude.
So if you hear someone saying pura vida mai, chances are you may have just witnessed your first Costa Rican.
They also have a ton of other words like tuanis, brete, and menudo, which is not this, but this, but we don't have time to get into that. Quick little side note, do not be alarmed if you witness people all over the country walking around carrying machetes. Machetes are a nationwide multi-tool used for everything. It's like the Costa Rican equivalent to duct tape. One thing that really makes Costa Rica stick out like a sore thumb, though, is the fact that they pretty much avoided general conflict for over 6 decades. The last war they were in was the Civil War that ended with them disbanding the entire military in 1948. Although, of course, they still have a police force and special forces and commando units, still, Costa Rica is the largest country in the world to have absolutely no military forces. The military budget was then allocated to the country's education and health services, which to no surprise is why Costa Rica has some of the highest education and literacy rates as well as life expectancy in Latin America, and has adopted a diplomatic neutrality stance in their foreign policy that allows them to intercede well with other neighbors. In 1987, former President Oscar Arias Sanchez was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for his efforts to eliminate armed conflict in Central America. So they have mountains, remain neutral, have a service-driven economy, are pretty much economically and politically stable. Hey, it's kind of like they're the Switzerland of...
Don't say that!
Let's talk about their... Costa Rica knows how to get along with people. Mostly. They have relations with so many countries in every region of the world, and especially in the Latin world, as they try to act neutral and oftentimes as a diplomatic intercessor for conflicts in the area. First off, have you ever had a cousin that totally looks like you and could be mistaken for your twin? Well, that's kind of like what Panama is. Even though the two have been incredibly close, they did grow up in different households, but nonetheless, they kind of acted as like the links between North and South America. Both countries have developed the same affinity for the U.S. over time, and especially in the 80s when tourists started flocking in by the herds. Nicaragua is probably Costa Rica's biggest competitor. However, even after the island dispute drama, they still kind of get along. Soccer matches get pretty heated, though. Costa Rica also recognizes Kosovo as a state, which doesn't sit well with Serbia. Mexico is kind of like the older brother that is, like, really a lot older. Like, the parents had him decades before you were born, and by the time you came out, he kind of already had his own family. When it comes to their best friends, however, Costa Rica would probably say the U.S. The U.S. is their largest business partner. Half of all imports and exports and tourism come from the U.S., and two-thirds of its overall foreign investment. Politically, they even follow the same checks and balances format of the U.S. federal government. Nonetheless, China just kind of stepped in and was like, hey, can I build you guys a stadium? In conclusion, Costa Rica is like the pacifist nature guy in Central America who just wants you to zipline through his jungles, chill out on the beach, and not fight with him. Please, just don't fight with him. Stay tuned. Croatia is coming up next.
Hey, Joe, please say hi to Vincent. I'll let him speak for himself.
Hello, I'm Vincent from the Netherlands. I've been working with Paul for the last 2 months on his channel. It's been a lot of fun. I really love making stuff for him. And, putting eyeballs in countries and giving him thumbs and it's just the magic of graphic design. They can't do that. But I did make today's intros. I hope you enjoy them. You're going to be seeing them a lot. All right. Well, have a good one. Enjoy the show.
Okay, that was interesting. Now I have an echo. But do you have an echo, Naima? Okay. All right, I'm going to open up Kwame Sunor sent me a text and just said, to Kwame Sunor, the mic is open. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. But your audio is muted. Going out. It's going in and out. I don't know if it's a signal, how it's buffering. But you were playing, and it'll go out, and then it'll come back, and it'll go out and come back. That's why I sent you that.
Okay, so keep talking. I'm trying to see if I'm hearing an echo.
No, I don't hear an echo on my end.
I hear it clear here, fortunately. But in a way, that's good. Were you able to hear the audio playing?
Yeah, I heard the audio of the woman talking, and then the gentleman came in, and the two audios that you played were heard clear. It was just the buffering that they'll be talking, and then they'll disappear, and then it'll come back in with them still talking.
You can't hear him, Naima, on Facebook?
I mean, I heard Naima when y'all were in
her
exchange.
I'm not on my phone. No, because I can only use WhatsApp, and I couldn't dial in. So that's the Are you talking now?
Bonnie? I'm not. No. Now I'm talking. You asked a question.
You said you had a question?
No, I really didn't have a question, you know, because there's a lot of people that have been going to Costa Rica, and a lot of people are migrating and settling there. You know, Seven Bomar, who has a YouTube page, Interstanding, and he lives there in Costa Rica now. He came from Atlanta.
Yes, I actually, Seven Bomar is on my Facebook friends. He's one of my friends, and I sent him a message, but he never answered. I was trying to find out where in Costa Rica he is, but I didn't hear from him. I know he's pretty busy. But,
right.
Yeah, he's been in Costa Rica. He's another friend who's been here for a while, and but I've never spoken to him personally. But I think we all have associates that know Seven. In fact, one of his relatives, was he on Black Magic show? One of his relatives was on Black Magic or something?
Well, I think he's chimed in. I think he's done a show with Rich on Black Magic. I know his godmother lives there in New York, and I used to talk with her. She used to chime in different shows, but she...
Okay, sorry, I should...
Yeah, I can hear when it says muted. It'll tell you you're muted.
Yeah, because I had a horrible echo. When you open it, there's another echo. I open up Naima's mic, I get an echo. But we're trying to regulate the volume for your voice since you sent me a text. That's why I opened up your mic.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get the sound right. But thank you, Kwame, for tuning in. And we're going to keep going because we have another audio I want to share with you. Do we need to take a break, Naima, again? Okay. Yeah, let's just play the audio and see. The last two were videos, right? So let's try an audio maybe of the dark side, which is has to do with a place in Costa Rica called Limon. In fact, it's interesting, Zelda has a show, I believe, tomorrow from Chicago to Africa. But Marcus Garvey is mentioned in the next audio, The Dark Side, Limon, which is actually about melanin people living on the Caribbean side of Costa Rica. So when we come back, we can try The Dark Side audio, which is about 10 minutes, and it talks about a couple who traveled about 3 hours from San Jose to the Caribbean side, where they heard there's a whole community of dark melanin people. We'll be back after these messages.
With Zelda Speaks, Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Speaks. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Breed. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Lyle Latif.
meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is a result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Everything you need, what your body needs, is found in nature. So Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
Okay, we're back. I'm going to adjust the sound here because I'm hearing an echo and their blog talk or Facebook's not hearing an echo. Okay, that echo is gone now, I think. I've got Naima, your mic is open on my Soul Purpose Healing Studio, but the echo went away. I don't know what you did, but. Yes, thank you, thank you. So we're here tonight talking about Costa Rica, and if you were able to hear the geography audio, it explained a little of the details about the flag. There is no, I don't know if you heard, Naima, there's no military here, and I have yet to see a police car here. So this is your place, Naima. Promote no police. That's our utopia system we're promoting, is no police officers. And here we are in Costa Rica. I have yet to see one police car, not one. And there's no military. So it definitely is, as the audio expressed earlier, a very friendly place over the most part. They have had, I've heard of a few robberies that have taken place, but very minor. And people carry machetes a lot around here. but it's more like for the forest, the cutting down the trees. Right, just carry your machete on the back and people will leave you alone. That's kind of how citizens are packing machetes. Right, leave me alone. I got my machete here. So we want to share audio, and I hope everybody will be able to hear it, about a couple. I believe they were from Chicago. I don't remember where they're from. But this is an audio about the dark side. It's called The Dark Side in Limón. I forget how they pronounce it. They'll announce it. It's only about 10 minutes, but this couple took a three-hour bus ride from San Jose in Costa Rica to a place called Limón, where there's lots of history about Marcus Garvey, and I think even South Africa's president picture is there. And if we can get the video, fine. If not, let's just listen to the audio. At this point, Naima, whatever's easiest for you, they either play the audio called The Dark Side or the video. The video's kind of nice because you get to see their journey. But whatever's easiest for you, I'm going to let Naima put the next. Okay, here we go, folks. Audio, The Dark Side of Costa Rica, meaning the melanin people living in Limón and what this couple experienced with the culture, the food on the dark side, the melanin-rich side of Costa Rica.
That's why, you know, a lot of people come here and a lot of people don't come here. Why? Because they give the wrong information about us.
All right.
Like when I was coming from working on a cruise ship.
Yep.
When I came to the international airport, this guy meet me and tell me like, don't go to Limón. Limón is dangerous. Yeah, so he told me that in a kind of like little monkey English, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So and that was somebody from Costa Rica that said that?
Yes.
Okay, wow.
So when I hit back to him in Spanish, you run. Yeah. I curse him, man.
Good American, yeah.
Yeah, I curse him, man. I call him all the names in the book, man. Punk ass, tell me about my Limón, where I found, raise and grow.
Oh.
What's wrong with you, man?
Get out of here. And of course, it's the same thing. Wherever we are, they want to make it something that it's not.
It's almost time for us to leave Costa Rica. But you know, we can't leave without visiting that Caribbean coast. We thought it'd be interesting to give you some fast facts about that Caribbean coast before we take you out there. So here we go. One of the first things that you should know is that this is the coast of flavor.
Use a machete long time.
The Caribbean coast is dominated by one province, Limón. We began our expedition of this coast by taking a bus from San Jose to Puerto Limón, the capital city of Limón.
So, you know, we're headed to the Caribbean coast, and there's actually a different terminal for that. So we went to the Caribbean bus station, got our tickets. Now we're just waiting on the bus. So we'll see how long it lasts, and we'll see what kind of trip this is going to be, but we're excited to see another part of it.
Marco!
Hello.
Looks like you're riding out on the Black Star, y'all.
For those of you who don't know, Marcus Garvey is the father of the Black Nationalist Movement. Marcus Mosiah Garvey Sr., born in St. Anne's Bay, Jamaica, 1887. He started the Universal Negro Improvement Association with a mission to unite black people the world over. He moved around the globe planting chapters of this association to empower, uplift, and motivate black people, and he also chartered the Back to Africa movement. He resided in Limón,
for about 2 years, where he planted the Universal Negro Improvement Association and offices for the steamliner, the Black Star. The Black Star was more than a cargo ship. It was a flagship for the Black Nationalist Movement and the Back to Africa Movement. To see a tribute to the Black Star and to Marcus Garvey on this bus got me a little excited for our trip.
It's only about a 3-hour ride to Puerto Limon, which turned out to be a bit of an adventure.
So the AC stopped working in our bus, and we're stopped on the side of the road somewhere. They just brought another bus to, I guess, transfer all those passengers on, but we have to get our luggage off the original bus.
All right, now we reboard them once again.
Apart from us feeling like the cheese inside of a Hot Pocket before that bus broke down, the ride was beautiful. This region is defined by its huge banana plantations, lush surroundings, and long stretches of beach, most of which you can see right out of your window. When we arrived to Puerto Limon, we decided to stay the night in this historic area, Cien Negrita, which was settled by 100 black women. The other side of town that we toured was Jamaica Town, the original settlement that families moved to.
Needless to say, this place is black. People from Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and other West Indian communities migrated here generations ago with the lure of gainful employment and to improve life for their families and themselves. But there is a dark side.
The government of Costa Rica wanted the labor from these immigrants, but they did not want their black presence in Costa Rica. So they restricted them by law to the province of Limon.
I'm
sure
you talk about the people, talk about the town, man.
Okay, this is my man right here, Primo.
Richard Dan. All right.
Welcome to Costa Rica.
That's it. Can you tell me anything about the history here, man?
Yeah, well, the black history came in like this, you know, in the 18th century, black guys came from Jamaica to do the job because the white guy from Spain was doing the job. That time you have the yellow fever, the dengue, and the malaria in these people.
Yep.
Many of them get bit, some of them sick, some of them die.
And that's the railroad, right?
Yes. Okay. No, the railroad, plantation, and the streets.
Okay.
No.
Thankful for my man Ricky giving us a breakdown of the flavor of oppression in this country and how the people were separated, segregated. And he also told us about the strength and resilience of these people and how the culture thrived.
The population here has been able to maintain their language, their recipes, and their culture. And it's that culture that this region is known for.
Talk to me, Gail.
We are at a restaurant that was recommended to us by a new acquaintance and friend. We are at Lizzie's Restaurant, and we're looking forward to diving into some really good Afro-Caribbean food. In Limon.
Let's go!
Going to this restaurant did a few different things for us. First off, it's locally owned and black owned, so we got to sew into a local business. Part two, there were locals hanging out outside enjoying themselves and eating there. So we were eating at a restaurant that we were hoping was going to be good food because the locals liked it. And thirdly, it was decorated with the history of the area.
Man, we're at an awesome restaurant here called Lizzie's. The views are spectacular, but you know, your people is a little bit slow, so we came out here at dusk. So we're off the water, so we're going to be fighting some mosquitoes, but it's just so gorgeous. It's so beautiful. The problem is, I've been on a hunt, if y'all been following your boys' stories, I've been on a hunt for some oxtails, but they only serve them on Sundays. So then I was like, all right, well, I'm going to give me some jerk chicken. We just passed this humidor, I think it was what you call it in Spanish, for jerk, and it smelled so good. Not today, though. Heard it was really delicious, too. Even the who work here says that it's muy rico, extra delicious, one of the best things on the menu, but not today. But On the flip side, I'm giving me some Caribbean style ribs, so I'm kind of excited about that. Just really digging the vibes out here.
I'm really excited to be here. You dine on some really good recommended local Afro-Caribbean food. It gets me really excited. I picked the camarones in Caribbean style sauce, so I'm excited about that as well. And you can definitely tell why this place comes recommended. For one, the food smells really good, and we'll tell you about the taste later. But just walking inside, there are relics, pictures, photos of the history that existed here, the history that involved how Afro people made it to this land to begin with, and the history of what that looks like in Puerto Limón and in the state of Limón. So definitely a place to check out.
I really like this place, you guys, Limón. It's black. It's blackity, blackity, black. We talk about African history, black history. They have pictures and names here that I don't know, and I like to believe that I'm a first person. You know anything about this port? Jamaican people came over here to work the plantation. Some Chinos, some Chinese were also came over here to work these banana plantations. We were at a store earlier, and this lady was cussing us out about putting our mask on in the store, and I couldn't figure out, like, what the hell? I know a little bit of Chinese. I know a little Patois. I know a little Creole. But she was, it was a mixture of Creole and Chinese. And she was spitting it hard, you know what I'm saying? Aggressively. It's just a whole different mix. Like, if you're into the development of man, if you're into anthropology, here is a nugget, man. This place is a mixture of culture and a true melting pot, man. So, interesting. But you have more time to spend here.
We took this information and decided to go deeper into the region to talk to the people, to engage with the culture, and to see what we could find out about this different, diverse, and cool area of Costa Rica. See you guys in the next video.
All right, we're back. We've been having a lot of technical issues, but I think the miracle of being in Costa Rica and Central America, and Naima's, 10,000 miles away in Chicago. We can even do this much is a miracle to me. But I hope, if you have a question or a comment, press 1. And do you have any comments? I don't see any comments. Oh, there's one. Craig Van is in the audience admiring Naima's smile. Are there any other comments? I don't see comments on my side. I sent you the last audio. It's been challenging on my sole purpose healing studio. I think some people have dropped off because of the technical difficulty. I know that LA is maybe in your studio. He and I were talking earlier about some of the pros and cons of traveling internationally. And it's like so many topics can come up when you are deciding to go overseas or travel outside of the United States, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it, especially to have our children experience other countries, other cultures, and to become more connected and unified with the world, because the media is very much trying to divide and conquer and bring fear. I have several people who are afraid to fly in my life, so they're going to miss out on a lot. Because in order for you to get to this side of Costa Rica, you either have to travel in a car or a bus or other transportation on very bumpy roads and sometimes paved roads for 5 to 6 hours just to get through the mountains and from one side of the peninsula to the other. I am on, right now I'm on the Pacific Ocean side of Costa Rica. And then you have other people who are in the other air, on the other side, on the Atlantic side. I think it's the Atlantic side. So you have the picture of Central America. We're not too far from Colombia and Panama. Panama, if you kept driving south from here, you'd go to Panama. And if you really continued, you'd go end up in South America, Colombia. So all of that says to us that we're not that far away from exploring very different cultures with different languages. And in Costa Rica, again, you have both currencies being offered, U.S. dollars and colones. And other countries don't often do that. You have to exchange your currency, U.S. currency, for their currency. So that's the part of the unique pros about Costa Rica. You can keep your dollars, but once you spend your dollars, they're going to give you colones in change. So I say you learn a lot just in those small ways about the differences in being in another country. So we have one more experience we want to share with you, a gentleman, I believe it is, who, and all these are just unique individual experiences. You need to come to Costa Rica and have your own experience and tell your own story and even write your own book. We do have the audio. Let me see what the name of it is. It's called A Personal Experience. And it's pretty short. And then once we play that, we have a caller in the studio. Now this audio, I believe, are you going to play that first? Yeah, if you start them at the same time, but you're going to have to mute the video. Otherwise, you can hear it too. Personal experience. And we'll be back to 813-646. I see your hand is up, so don't go away. We'll be back to you right after this video. 6 minutes on.
Welcome to Costa Rica. I cannot believe I'm finally here. I've just heard so much about this place. And I always thought, oh, I'll go there one day. And now I'm finally here. We've had one night in Costa Rica already, which was deep in the rainforest. And that was awesome, but I wanted to see this, you know. I wanted to see the palm trees and the blue skies, even though it's rainy season. We took a drive for a couple of hours over the mountain from San Jose, and then we had to take a boat to get here. The boat was like an hour's ride, and now we're going to go and explore. There's a little village, but it's a car-free village, and the only way to get there is by boat. I don't think there's really any roads either. It's just you have to go along the water. It's like a lagoon.
All the cacao plantations, all the grits and leaves back out.
Hey guys, and welcome to the second day in Costa Rica. We watched the sunrise this morning. It was beautiful. It's actually the first sunrise we've managed to catch. And it's a beautiful morning, going for a little boat ride into the national park. How are you feeling today?
Very good. Sunrise was sick. Now, yeah.
Did you get some cool drone shots?
I did.
It still looks cool. Thank you so much.
Bravo.
So kind.
All right. I hope all those of you on Facebook were able to see those beautiful scenes. And that's such a small part of this beautiful country. Welcome that. Oh, that's the next one. I don't know where they. So that was just a little bit of what I've been experiencing and tonight. And we have a caller. Let me go to the caller, and then I don't know, Naima might want to take a break. Let me see. 813-646, your mic is open.
Yes, it's L.A.
L.A. from It's My House.
Yep. Just a quick, I guess, Black history factoid. In Costa Rica, as well as from Newfoundland and Canada, all through to at least 1,400 at its peak, 1,400 communities in the United States, black townships is what I'm getting to. You have black townships from Canada all the way down to Central America, all the way down to Argentina. So in order to find out the black communities or towns or villages that were built in Costa Rica, founded by blacks, because the Underground Railroad, the de facto Underground Railroad, ran into Mexico all the way down to Argentina. But to pick up that information, you're going to have to learn some Spanish. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
All right. I hope everybody heard that. I was hearing an echo. But, yeah, like I said in the beginning, and the sister who is moving here or has moved here, she laid out 8 areas that were culture shocks for her. And you can eliminate the culture shock aspect by, number one, learning more Spanish. That's key. And so that you don't get cheated. And when people are speaking about your incident or something around what happens to you in Spanish, you know exactly what they're talking about. So thank you, L.A., for that bit of history. And, yeah, I was surprised to learn about Limón, the community on the West Coast or East Coast, because you don't see very many melanin people here in Nassara. And so I'm sure there are more. In fact, most of the people here are a little darker because of the sun, but you don't see a lot of African-American features in that in Costa Rica as I've been traveling. Very few. They're all very Hispanic-looking, straight hair, and the curly hair is not here at all. But when I heard about Limón, I'm ready to drive for 3 hours to Limón and experience the culture there, which would be very interesting. So, Naima, did you want to take our last one?
A personal story about my life in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're 3 Black Moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, 3 Black Moms.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Executive producer, and helping us present some information for you about this beautiful land that I'm in called Costa Rica, and especially Nassara. Nassara Springs is where I'm at. And I want to just, I hope Facebook can hear this Earth Love. This is an Earth Love song that I was looking at earlier that I want to play in just gratitude for the beauty that we can all experience when we choose to travel. And this song really presents what my thoughts and feelings are about loving planet Earth and how soul purpose healing is not just for us as individuals to heal our traumas, pain, and our circumstances in our life, but it's also to heal Mother Earth. Because as I look around this beautiful land that I'm on, wow, I just keep saying wow. To experience this journey as a soul in a body is just so awesome. And to believe and know that this is our purpose, is to have this experience so that we can evolve. I don't think you're going to have as much, if ever, evolving mind, body, spirit if you stay in one city all your life, one state all your life. The evolution process is about traveling, not just in your dreams, but in your ability to take an airplane or get in a car and just see the earth. So here's a dedication to the experience I'm having. It's called an Earth Love Song. I hope that the space
it says in broken letters from you and me together, the lies in our hands now.
From the words that murder, saying them out loud, I make it better somehow.
Looking down from up on the moon, it's the sun that blew my bones. Who'd have thought the ground would stand on?
Could be so fragile.
Love song.
And thank you, Naima, for the beautiful video that really speaks to us about the beauty of this planet we live on. So there's so much we can do to improve this planet, and that's what the Female Solution is all about. We are building a peace school, and Naima, maybe you can speak a little bit about the peace school that we're building, because it's all part of improving our earth and our environment, right? And educate our communities so that we can not be ignorant. That's the beauty of traveling and learning new languages, is that you're not ignoring the ant. Your ignorance disappears because you learn more and more and more as you travel. And so what we're building on the Female Solution is a school that brings peace to the earth and to ourselves. So, Naima, can you just share a little bit about that? Military. No military. Thank you. And one more thing about the pros of living in a country like this, you slow down because the roads are not built like Chicago and Florida even. In fact, where I live, Orlando, they just completed this massive improvement in our freeway system. You can move 80 or 90 miles an hour on that freeway because the roads are so smooth. But in this country, you go 89, you're going to kill yourself. Because the further away you get from San Jose, which is the major capital, the more the roads become uneven and underdeveloped. So be prepared if you come to slow down and to enjoy a very much simpler life. That's what you have here. Simplicity and slow down. And that's why I believe I would be guessing that the disease rate and the stress rate here is very low, if not non-existent. So thank you all for your patience tonight as we have worked through some of the technical difficulties, and hopefully you'll play this back and get some more out of it than we maybe couldn't get it in the current moment. But it's been a pleasure to share my experience, and I'll be back on Friday with some joint rolling and more health and well-being. So thank you, Naima, for joining me. Yes. Got to get out of the cities and get closer to oceans and islands. That's right. Thank you, Zelda, for joining us. All right. See you guys tomorrow morning. Mindfulness with Zelda. We're going to go from, Chicago to Africa tomorrow. We're still traveling. And don't forget to blur our travel. We're traveling one day. We're going into March.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/the-female-solution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, gracias. Italy, grazie. Egypt, shukran. Ghana, medasi. Nigeria, eshe. South Africa, ngiyabonga. Senegal, jeret. Kenya, asante. Israel, toda. Pakistan, shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.